The book of Bereshit comes to a close with the death of Yosef. Yosef turns to his family and he says, Anochi meis, velo kim pakod yifchod eschem. I'm dying, but God is going to remember you. He will recall you. He will take care of you and take you out of this land of Egypt and bring you back to Israel. And I have one request. Vayashba Yosef es b'nei Yisrael emor. Yosef administered an oath to the Jewish people in his last moment. And he said, Pakod yifkod Elokim eschem. V'al yisem es atzmo sayim yizeh. God will certainly remember you. He's certainly going to take you out. And I, when you do get out of this place, please promise me that you'll take me with you. Promise me that when you leave Egypt for Israel, it could be in many, 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 many years from now. Indeed it was. Promise me that you'll take me with you. It's noteworthy and interesting and important to skip ahead and look at Parshas Beshalach, the very beginning of Parshas Beshalach. In chapter 13 of the book of Exodus, where if you fast forward to that point, the Jewish people are about, have just left, are just leaving Egypt. And this is, hundreds of years later, the Jewish people fulfill their promise. Now take a look at that verse. The Torah says, they took the bones of Yosef, ki hashbea hishbia es b'nei Yisrael lemar, pakod yivkod alakim eschem. Translation, because the Jewish people had sworn, Hashbeya Hishbiya, they had sworn that they would do so. The question, what's interesting here is, there's a double language here that does not appear earlier in the book of Bereshis, at the very end of Parshas Vayechi. The verses at the end of the very last verses in Genesis describe a verse. Describe an oath, but in Parshas Beshalach, it's described as a double oath. What does this mean? What does this mean? Hashbeah hishbia. Joseph did not simply administer an oath, but hashbeah hishbia. It was a big oath, a mega oath, a double oath, an extra oath. What is this? What does that mean? Well, one simply might say it. When the Torah wants to make a point of something, it says it, doubly. There is no highlighting in the Torah. There's no underlining in the Torah. There's no big font in the Torah. The words are points are emphasized, but with double usage. Tarov Toraf, harba arbe, amar yomar. Right? Even pakod yifkod, there's a double expression. And he said, you better swear. You swear, right? Like you gotta swear. Okay, one interpretation. Rashi brings a very interesting interpretation from Chazal. And that is, Yosef actually administered a double oath. He actually made the double lashon of Hashbeah Hishbiah was because he made the Jewish people promise that they would take him out of Egypt when they left. But he did not simply make them promise. He made them promise that if it would not happen, that they would make their children promise. And they would make their children promise that they would take Joseph's bones out of Israel when they left. And in turn, they committed to make their children promise down the line. Right? To make sure that Joseph would not be forgotten, his body, his bones would not be forgotten in Egypt when the Jewish people were saved, and they at the Geula when they're on their way to Israel. Okay, two interesting pshatim. I would like to humbly ask you to consider, suggest perhaps another interpretation. Look at that verse carefully in Beshalach. Once again, ki hashbea hishbea et bnei Yisrael lemar. He made them swear, double swear. Lemar, pakod yifkor elokim eschem v'halisem es atzmosai mizeh itchem. What was the subject of that swear? All the commentators understand the verse says the swear is about his bones. But I ask you, who says that these swears, these oaths, these shvuos are both referring to the Kfuras Yosef, to the burial of Joseph? Look at the pasuk. There are two ideas presented, two ideas that Joseph speaks about that both relate to the future. Number one, his burial. And number two, the geula. The sentence opens, Pakod yifkod elokim eschem. God, one day, God is going to save you. And when he does, take my bones out of Egypt. And he makes them swear to this and transmit this swear to their children. What is he making them swear exactly? Perhaps Joseph was making the Jewish people swear on both points. On both points, or perhaps even simply on the first point, God is going to save you. Hashem is going to take you out of Galus one day. Yeah, Yosef, okay, Yosef. No. Swear to me that Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem. It's an oath of faith. A swear. The Jewish people are swearing. That Yosef made them swear. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shelema b'vias ha-mashiach. Perhaps that's the first oath. Swear it and teach it to your children to swear it. Be certain that they swear it too. And after that, detail, a side point. When you get out of here, in centuries from now, when you go up to the land of Israel, at the Geula, take me with you. But the focus is on the Geula. There is going to be a Geula. Commit. Make a spiritual commitment, an oath to your faith in that idea. In that prediction. Here, Yosef, perhaps, is subtly doing something very powerful. And that is, he's presenting a request as a request for himself, a sort of last will and testament that he asks them to swear and fulfill. And certainly fair enough. But by doing so, perhaps he's really tacitly doing them, the Jewish people, the surviving Jewish communities and families that would live for centuries in the bitter Gullus. He was doing them a favor by helping them stay focused on, helping them stay focused on and look forward toward the Geula by placing the Jewish people in this role of taking responsibility. Yosef was actually giving them tremendous chizuk, encouragement, support, empowering them to remember that God's going to save us. And if he doesn't save us, he'll save our children. Each and every generation that followed Joseph's death would see Jewish families gathering together, almost like at the Pesach Seder. And the grandfathers would tell the story to the fathers, and the fathers would tell the story to their children and tell them the story of Joseph and his final request to them, the grandpas, how they promised him that they would wait for the Geula. There was going to be a Geula. They would wait for it and bring his bones out. And how Yosef had asked them to administer the oath to their children, to make sure their children would also swear. And they would do it right there. They would do it right there in every generation and have their children commit and have their children swear, etc., that the Mashiach will come and they'll take Joseph's bones. And that was would be a ceremony of oaths over generation after generation. It gave the Jewish people tremendous chizuk, a shot in the arm of Amuna. If this is so, We might ask, what a genius, brilliant idea. How did Joseph consider this? Where did he get this idea from? Well, perhaps I could suggest that Joseph really learned this idea. Joseph had experienced this idea. He learned it from his father's last will and testament. His father's final command and demand of him, Joseph. And that was when Jacob, on his deathbed, requested of him, Joseph, almost the identical request. Nearly the identical request. And that was also right here at the end of in Parshas Vayechi. When I die, said Yaakov to Yosef, when I die, promise me that when I die, you'll bury me in Israel. Joseph, promise me that when I die, you will come, you will take me and bury me in Israel. Why? Why? And what exactly does Yaakov want? What exactly does he want? He wants to be buried in Israel? Okay, so there's lots of ways to be buried in Israel. Yosef's a very important person. He's the king of the world. He doesn't really have the time and the free opportunity to travel for weeks and weeks to go bury his father. You see, but perhaps consider the following proposal. Yaakov knew that Yosef had been torn away from his family at the young age of 17. From a city in Israel called Shechem, kidnapped and taken to Egypt, never to return. And that since age 17, Joseph had never been in the land of Israel, had never experienced its holiness, and was living in the spiritual wastelands of Egypt. Perhaps Yaakov was concerned about Yosef. Look at him surviving here in Egypt with no end. And that's going to continue after I die. Perhaps Yaakov, part of Yaakov's kavana, part of Yaakov's intention, when he asked Yosef specifically and forced him to promise to bring him to Israel, was in order to enable Yosef to get the chizuk, the inspiration of one final trip to absorb the Kedusha of Eretz Israel. You see, he presents it as a request for himself. But it was much simpler to have anyone go, the rest of the brothers or his, his many followers to bring him up to Israel. Perhaps Yaakov was not really simply making a request for himself. He was really quietly, subtly, secretly thinking about his son Yosef and making a request for his sake. And perhaps that's what Yosef is doing as well. When he made his surviving relatives swear that the Mashiach would come, and he says, I want you to do me a favor, swear to me, the Messiah, there's going to be a Geula, that when there's going to be a Geula, you're going to take me to Israel. Oh, this is not really about Yosef's bones. It's really about the Jewish people's faith. And Yosef is the guardian of that faith. May we merit to absorb the power of that oath. Absorb it and live with that recognition that we need so badly, that we need so much, that there will be a Geula. And when that Geula comes, we're all going to be going back to Israel with the Jewish people. May that day come soon.